Welcome to the AI Tools Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Lowell, and it is February 15th, 2026. We have got a jam-packed show for you today because the AI world is absolutely buzzing, so grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get into it. All right, our biggest story today is the one that has Hollywood lawyers working overtime. ByteDance just dropped Seedance 2.0, their new text-to-video AI generator, and folks, it is impressive. We're talking 15-second video clips with striking visual quality. But here's where it gets spicy. The model has virtually zero copyright or likeness guardrails, and I mean zero. People are generating videos of copyrighted characters, celebrity likenesses, you name it, with basically no friction. So naturally, the Motion Picture Association, Disney, and SAG-AFTRA have all come swinging with cease and desist letters and public condemnation. You know, ByteDance really said move fast and break things, and Hollywood said, oh, those things you're breaking? Those are our intellectual properties. I guess you could say ByteDance is really dancing on the edge here. Seedance? More like cease and desist dance? The tool is currently available through Jianying, ByteDance's Chinese editing app, and it's coming soon to CapCut internationally. So this is going to be a story that keeps developing. And speaking of companies pushing boundaries without guardrails, let's talk about the chaos unfolding at xAI. At least 11 engineers and safety staff have left the company following SpaceX's acquisition, and former employees are not holding back. They're telling The Verge that, quote, safety is a dead org at xAI, and that Elon Musk is actively making Grok, quote, more unhinged, essentially equating any safety measures with censorship. Now look, there's always been a healthy debate in the AI community about the balance between capability and safety. But when your own engineers are heading for the exits and publicly saying safety is dead, that's not a debate anymore. That's an alarm bell. It's like removing the brakes from a race car and saying you're just reducing friction. Technically true, but I wouldn't want to be in the passenger seat. And this connects to a broader trend we're seeing. There is a clear bifurcation happening right now between AI capability and AI governance. Tools are getting more powerful faster than our institutions can figure out how to handle them. Which brings me to our next story. Here's a fascinating one about the talent pipeline. U.S. computer science enrollment has dropped system-wide across University of California campuses for the first time since the dot-com crash. 62% of computing departments nationwide reported undergraduate enrollment declines, according to the Computing Research Association. But wait, before you panic, here's the twist. AI millennial-specific programs are absolutely exploding. MIT's new AI and decision-making major is now the most popular major on campus. So students aren't abandoning tech, they're just skipping the appetizer and going straight for the main course. Traditional CS is the new liberal arts, and AI is the new CS. I guess you could say computer science is getting a taste of its own disruption. Now, let me tell you about the story that has me most excited today. A Stanford researcher named Joon-Sung Park has emerged from stealth with a startup called Simile, and this one is wild. They've raised $100 million to build digital twin societies of entire demographics. Think about that. They can simulate how whole populations would react to policy changes, marketing campaigns, even earnings calls. They're already working with CVS Health and Telstra, and they're claiming 80% accuracy on predicting earnings call questions. This builds on Park's earlier Smallville research, where he simulated a village of 25 AI agents with unique personalities and watched emergent social behaviors develop. Now he's scaling that to entire demographic groups. If this works as advertised, it could transform market research, policy modeling, and social science. Though I have to say, the idea of a digital twin of me out there reacting to things is both fascinating and slightly unsettling. Does my digital twin also make bad puns? Because if so, I apologize to that entire simulated demographic. On the global stage, India just approved a $1.1 billion state-backed fund-of-funds venture capital program targeting AI, deep tech, and advanced manufacturing startups. This follows their 2016 predecessor that invested $2.8 billion across 1,370 startups. India is clearly betting big on becoming an AI powerhouse, and with its massive talent pool and growing tech ecosystem, that's a bet I wouldn't want to bet against. And let me squeeze in a couple of cool open-source tools that dropped this week. First, SoulXsinger, an open-source voice cloning tool under 3 GB that generates singing voices from just a few seconds of reference audio, and it runs on consumer GPUs or even CPU. Then there's JustDubit, an open-source video dubbing tool that translates speech into other languages while applying real-time lip-sync. The open-source community continues to democratize capabilities that would have been science fiction just 2 years ago. All right, friends, that is your AI News Roundup for February 15th. The tension between innovation and responsibility has never been more real. And honestly, that tension is what makes this space so fascinating to cover. If you want to dive deeper into any of these stories or explore the 239 tools currently tracked in our directory, head over to aitools.info. I'm Lori Lowell. Stay curious, stay critical, and remember, the future isn't something that happens to us, it's something we build, hopefully with guardrails. See you next time on the AI Tools Podcast. AI Tools.